Today on this episode of Squirrel Talk, prepared to be fucked by the long dick of Sonic the Hedgehog with a thick, juicy ass, Kevin from Thought Cops.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me, and thanks for the proper introduction given the subject matter for today.
Oh, you're welcome. It's the only way to do it.
True.
So you have a very special person that you want to tell me about, right?
Yes, his name is Tamers12345, which is one of the worst YouTube usernames I've seen, and he's also one of the worst content creators out there. But actually, in a way, he is sort of talented, but I'll get to that.
Is there like a Tamers1234? Like, were all the other names taken?
That's a good question. I think he's just like very like child-minded, and he just I gotta put numbers on it, so he's like 1, 2, 3, 4, he just counted.
That he sounds special in more ways than one, huh?
I would say so. People have likened Tamers to Chris Chan, and I think that's correct to some extent. He's definitely in the same category. He hasn't experienced the long and tragic history that Chris Chan has, but I feel like he's a more palatable Chris Chan. Like, it's easier to get into Tamers because there is, like, it's number one, less lore to know, and number two, not as dark.
Has anyone seen him shove anything up his butt?
Not to my knowledge, but I'm sure it's been implied.
Has he ever gotten an infected taint piercing?
I don't think so. Not yet. I'm sure that it's coming if it's in the same pipeline of activities to happen.
Has he ever maced or run over a GameStop employee?
I don't think so. I think Tamers is really just sort of innocent, except to his mom and dad, who he talks about very poorly, and he yells at them off camera. They're never featured in his videos, but he does yell at them a lot.
How did you find Tamers?
My brother showed me this channel. I want to say like 5 or 6 years ago, and it was just one of these, one of these lightning in a bottle things where he showed me this one video in particular where I was very intrigued by this, and it's the first one on the list that I gave you. And it's, when you see it, I think you'll be mesmerized by it, just as I was.
That's the thickest, juiciest ass I've ever seen.
And I guess for a little bit of context, I guess I should have mentioned, Tamers is obsessed with the cartoon Sonic Underground.
Well, Bartleby is so good at basketball.
But yeah, you'll see here. These are so two jealous of the characters from the show.
So I'm seeing Bartleby and Sonic. And they're playing basketball and sweating down their thick juiciness.
I think he reused the basketball assets to fill in his butt cheeks. Like, he just, like, changed the colors.
Oh, definitely. To make it that round. That's a real nice mouth.
Yeah, they all kind of have the same, like, face expressions.
I've got your
this is a great... I love this shot. He's bending over to get a sandwich out of the bag. And his ass is sort of like separate from his body.
It looks like a pair of fake tits.
Watch this
part. Oh my god. The basketball bounced off his ass.
A live action shot of a basketball going through a hoop.
Bartleby, that was amazing.
Really? You thought that was amazing? Well, I guess it is kind of amazing to people who
The look in his eyes. This guy came to fuck.
Oh yeah.
How about you come sit down? So we can have
you ever clench your booty cheeks so hard that one overlaps the other?
I don't know. It looks dangerous, though.
It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Could be permanent. Apple juice.
I mean, it's working for Sonic. It could work for you too. Put into it.
I mean, he looks great.
I can see that.
Oh, those eating noises.
Yeah, the sound effects are very disturbing because some of them are like way too high def. Like compared to the Microsoft Sam voices.
How is he holding up that basketball with his penis?
Get me some napkins.
That's a good question.
Eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Oh, is this where that famous gif that you and Grant use all the time?
Yeah.
I'm over here with my big juicy ass high up in the air, where everyone can see. I just hope someone with big sexy muscles doesn't kiss it or spank it like I've been.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Damn.
Kino.
Eat that peanut butter jelly ass. Hell yeah.
So, yeah, it's a great video. And I, again, a little bit of backstory I should have given was, of course, we're all familiar with the Sonic the Hedgehog video games.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the 90s, Sonic was very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, you know, of course, there was a Sonic cartoon that came out. I think it was just called The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, or just Sonic, I don't know, something like that. And there was actually a couple of them. Like, they were based, like, loosely based on the games. There's, like, actually a famous, like, YouTube poop, like, that Pingus thing is from the Sonic cartoon. And then eventually, you know, when Sonic Mania, not the game, the phenomenon itself, when Sonic Mania really hit its apex, they were just pushing out as much Sonic content as they could. So, you know, they came out with a third cartoon called Sonic Underground, where it's, like, the cheesiest cash grab spin-off you could possibly think of, where it's like Sonic meets his long lost brother and sister, and they're in a rock and roll band, and they're in this like dystopian future, and they have to find their mom, and they use the power of like music and guitars and stuff to defeat their enemies. And Tamers 12345 is obsessed with this cartoon, to the point where he, it's not even, most of his videos, like, of course, that video featured not only Sonic, but Bartleby. And it's worth mentioning that Bartleby only appears in 2 episodes of the cartoon. So,
I mean, look at his handsome, like.
Oh, yeah.
I would.
I mean, Bartleby is this, from what I understand, he is like a rich, he's sort of like a Bruce Wayne type character, like a rich philanthropist. He's only in 2 episodes, but this guy has like hyper fixated on like these 2 characters, like in a relationship together, like that's his headcanon or whatever. And he's just like put them, like he's made hundreds of videos of these characters, maybe not hundreds, but dozens and dozens and dozens of videos for sure of these 2 characters in this sort of like sub-dom relationship, where, you know, Bartleby's the dom, Sonic is the sub, and, you know, he's as the video states, Sonic is Bartleby's bitch.
Honestly, Bartleby has fuck me eyes and Sonic has fuck me ass.
And that's why it's such a beautiful pairing, you know? I mean, it's like, that, like, I've gotten into some arguments with Tamers on Twitter, where I told him, he calls it, you know how people have, like, ship names?
Yes.
He calls it Bardonic, of course, is a mashup of Bartleby and Sonic.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone on Twitter a few times and told him that Bardonic is not canon.
Wow, how dare you?
It's not in the cartoons, and it sure as fuck isn't in the games. Bartleby is not in any of the games. He's not even in the main cartoon. He's only in Sonic Underground, and he's only in 2 episodes. And he sucks.
You saw their on-screen chemistry.
I don't believe they were in this sort of relationship in the cartoon, but he made the argument and said that there was definitely sexual undertones between the 2 characters, and then he called me a bitch.
Do you still have these conversations? Because I would love to look at them after we're done recording.
Here it is. He said, "Lol, some bitch on YouTube just said Sonic Underground isn't a yaoi. Bitch, have you seen Sonic and Bartleby? They're the ideal yaoi couple." And yaoi is, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know,
okay,
maybe,
semi.
Yeah.
Anal sex. Sweet pecs and anal sex.
And then I responded, I said, "It isn't inherently yaoi. Your interpretation of the characters, however, certainly falls into the yaoi category, but it isn't canon."
Did you have an intellectual discussion with a crazy person about how there's description of a Bartleby Sonic.
And then he said, yes it is, bitch. If the main two characters of a TV show are gay, it's considered a yaoi. Sonic and Bartleby both have a shit ton of gay undertones and overtones, so I would 100% call it a yaoi, just as a lot of others would. And I said, interesting. I'd like to hear some others' opinions on this, because it seems like you are the only one who thinks so. And I got dogpiled in the comments. People were they're coming to his defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're saying I'm wrong, he's right. And he's also very adamant. He hates modern Sonic a lot.
How does he feel about Archie comics?
That's a good question. I'm pretty sure he just like doesn't even like the Sonic games. He just likes these two episodes of Sonic Underground.
I mean, sex sells.
There are some people who think that he's faking it, like this is a troll, you know? I mean, that's definitely...
I don't think you put that much effort into drawing a thick, juicy ass unless you want to fuck it.
I haven't looked at Tamers' Twitter in a while. There's some really good stuff on here. He's claiming Fortnite copied his character design. But yeah, so I think it's real. Like, I've watched enough of his content to think it's real. And I do that because, like, I don't want to be burned, you know? Like, I've...
Mm-hmm.
I've fallen for it before, you know. I've like willfully believed that something is like, you know, a real crazy person on the internet, when then I learn out they're not and I'm just dumb. Gullible, I guess
it's just like the innocence of just wanting it to be true.
It's like, yeah, it's like being a kid. It's like you want Santa Claus to be real, you know. You're getting a little bit older and you're like, I want to believe, you know.
You want Tamers to want Bartleby and Sonic to be together. I feel like it's just too, it's too random. Like that specific show, mm-hmm. that specific character, Sonic, peanut butter jelly.
And I think that's the key detail, is like the hyperfixation is like, it's so specific and there's so much work put into these videos,
mm-hmm.
that I have to believe it's real. And there is a small, like, there's every once in a while there is like there's glimpses where I do wonder if maybe it seems like it might be fake. But again, I would like to believe, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
I mean, I'm gonna just choose to believe lolcows, specifically ones that are this deranged, are, I feel like there's not enough animation lolcows, so I'm very excited to watch this person's work. I've never been so captivated.
And yeah, I would say, like, in terms of animation, he had, like, that video we watched was a little bit older. Like, he truly is not a bad animator. Like, that's the other thing that makes me wonder if it's fake, is because, like, he is actually somewhat talented.
From what I've seen, the animation style is pretty, it's kind of like one of those things, it's more like animatic rather than an animation, where it's not like full fluid motion the entire time. It's kind of like a mixture of the two things.
I mean, it's more than I could do, so like I'm impressed by it. But there are some sequences in later videos where they do actually look kind of, you know, they're not bad. It's like, it kind of has similar vibes to god, what the fuck was it, Tails Gets Trolled? Have you ever seen that?
It sounds really familiar, but I'm not sure.
It's an infamous online webcomic, which is of course based around Sonic. Like all things like this are always, you know, based around Sonic. I don't know what it is about Sonic that draws these sorts of folks, but
you mean people with, people with autism?
I didn't say it, but there's definitely a certain, you mentioned like perhaps like schizophrenic. I don't know. I'm no professional, but
maybe it's because of how much lore there is.
But like the thing is, like, they make up their own lore. It's like the fandom, if you can call it that. whatever it is about Sonic, they just take it and run with it. And I think they're are you familiar with the YouTuber Super Eye Patch Wolf?
No, I'm not. Who is this person?
He's a legit good content creator, not a cringy guy, but he mm-hmm. put out a good video about like detailing the Sonic fandom and why it is what it is. And he kind of said an interesting point. He said that I never had thought of before was that Sonic is something that people grew up with. You know, it's like talking animals, but it's kind of cooler than Mickey Mouse or something. So when people are kind of, you know, growing up as a teenager or into adulthood or whatever, Sonic is some comfort that they hold on to, which, you know, in mm-hmm. some respect, I do understand that. But you know, they take it to the point of no return, basically, where it's highly sexualized. It's highly, you know,
Sonic is edgier.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. There's something about he's something that people grow up, he's a cartoon character, video game character people grew up with. But there's a certain edginess where it's you can be a teenager and you know, be like, yeah, he's, you know, he's not like that pussy fucking at, you know, Mickey Mouse. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy fucks, and some of the characters have boobs. You know, there's definitely you know, Rouge the Bat is a sexual character from Sonic.
Oh yeah, that character. Yeah. I've seen so much just randomly on Twitter. I've seen so much porn of her.
Right. And so there's just something about that, and you know, something, you know, people, there's tons of porn for all of the characters of Sonic and of all varieties, you know, vor, foot fetish. One of my favorite images, I'm in a group chat with some friends on Discord,
mm-hmm.
and the icon we used is this famous piece of fan art where it's Sonic and Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh no.
But they're transformed into a single toilet. So Shadow is the top of the toilet, and he's his body is turned into the basin where the water is held, and the bottom half, he's morphed into the same body as Sonic, where Sonic is the toilet seat, and he can't even talk. He just can spit up water and just mm-hmm. wait to get shit in his mouth.
I mean, who doesn't?
It's, right. It's extremely sexual, and it's, you know, very, very enticing to a lot of folks, me included.
The only thing that I really, on the internet that I've seen strange, that I can, pull right now is, Sally Acorn thing. There's this one dude who made, from scratch, for the most part, made a skeleton out of, like carved out a skeleton, yeah. and then turned it into a Sally Acorn doll, and would have it, they could move, he could pose its hands, it just wore lingerie. Horrifying. and it just had a rubber mask, and I'm just you're very talented, good for you.
And that's the thing, is these people are not untalented, but it's if we pooled these people together, we could have solved the COVID crisis by now if we just put these people's hyperfixations yeah. into the medical field. We wouldn't have anybody making skeleton animal girlfriends.
I mean, as long as the cum jar dude can keep doing what he's doing, you can do whatever.
And it's there's always this methodology or ideology behind this stuff. It's come on, man, they're not hurting anybody. But it's this guy made a girlfriend out of skeleton bones.
It was actually in latex. The way he made it, I believe, was carving it, whittling it, I believe. He whittled the bones.
I'm not gonna say he killed someone, and I don't think he did. I watched the Justin Wang video on it, and I know all the details are not completely, you know, we don't know all the information, but it's the fact that that's happening, it's I shudder to think at what the Japanese developers of Sonic the Hedgehog, working over at Sega, what they think of, their fans overseas, where it's yeah, you know, Sonic is just, he was meant to be this sort of, cool alternative character to Mario.
Yep.
He's oh yeah, I'm a hedgehog who likes to go fast and run around and jump on bad guys, and, 20 years later, you know, fans in America are making skeletons to have sex with out of the characters.
I mean, Pokemon's got... Do you know what Pokemon... Have you seen any of the weird stuff that's going on with Pokemon?
I haven't really seen too much of that, and I'm sure there's plenty of it, but I have to imagine it's eclipsed by Sonic.
Oh, it's probably eclipsed by Sonic, but I'm in, like, a Discord with a bunch of artists, and one of them, a bunch of them do, like, NSFW commissions, and one of them was, like, working on this one Pokemon that's, like, one of the, I think probably a legendary or something, just covered in pink slime and a biggest dick. Ever seen.
Yeah, there's this other YouTuber who's very similar, actually. I forget his name. I think it might be Justin something, where he's just, he's like this, I mean, he's definitely, you know, I'm no professional, but he's definitely of the same ilk, and he puts up, like, dozens of videos where he talks about wanting to be swallowed by the Pokemon Reshiram.
Reshiram guy! I love that guy!
Yeah, Mongrel in the chat says, yeah, Justin RPG. That's his name, yeah. So, and again, he's of the same sort of category, and I guess, like, the same, like, sexual hyperfixations. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what it kind of comes down to. And I actually, I have another video. So Tamers is not limited to his animation. I showed you. I think it's the second video in
my
the
Sonic Underground collection.
Yeah, that one is. So Tamers also does a lot of live action videos, where he shows his collection of Sonic Underground merchandise, or he does these Q&A videos. And again, Sonic Underground is a cartoon that I think maybe ran for like one or two seasons in like the late 90s. So number one, wasn't a lot of merchandise made for it to begin with. But like, if you're like, I can't imagine how sparse it is to find that stuff in like 2020. And he must have like every piece of Sonic Underground merchandise there is. And this video shows his collection, and I showed this to you because it's like these two videos are the videos I like to introduce people to Tamers with, because the first one is the animation and the second one is the live action, and his live action videos are all shot like snuff films.
Oh no.
And it's like you watch this and you're wondering, like, I guess without further ado we can watch it, but you'll be wondering like, okay, where's the body tied up?
Okay, oh, that is a lot.
Just, like, the frame rate is, like, everything about it is, like, so unsettling.
Oh, my God. Is that a 3DS? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why he's showing that.
Because he's an alpha Chad. Let's
see what else he's got here. He's got the doll, he's got the DVDs. Some DVD-Rs, it looks like. And then you're like, what the fuck
God,
is that?
What?
It's like, you'll see what that is. That's that, yeah.
Does he wear it? Okay, so we're looking at piles of Sonic Underground, like, comics and DVDs and all that. And then we just saw cardboard boxes that were made to look like Bartleby and Sonic. And
yeah.
Does he wear those?
he typically wears the Bartleby costume. I don't think I've seen him wear the Sonic one, but whenever he is on camera, like his whole body, we never see his face. And he's always wearing the costume. And actually, this next video features his voice, and we don't have to watch the whole thing. It's kind of long, but this video, I think you'll be shocked by what his voice sounds like if you haven't heard it already.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh my God.
Yeah,
we're
looking.
Okay, he's got toilet paper for hair.
It's made out of cardboard
boxes.
We're actually
made of cardboard boxes. Superhero posters behind him. Are those like the Batman versus Superman?
Yeah.
First off, I would like to make things clear, bitches. I did not answer every question. I merely picked out which ones I thought everyone would want to have answered.
Now, so he's got this like weird, like kind of like southern accent or something.
Why do you like Sonic Underground so much?
Well, and he always says like he always calls people
bitch.
Yeah, he always says bitches.
It's perfect in every.
He's like Jesse from Breaking Bad, but like.
Tell you otherwise.
Yeah, not exactly.
I mean, I feel like Tabor's got more street cred.
You don't seem to show them much love.
I would say so. I would agree.
I don't have a complete answer at the moment, but what I can say here is, they might appear sometime. You gotta understand.
He's just showing DVDs. Animator,
I don't want to just shove characters in for no reason. That will only hurt the overall story being told. So I would like to.
Is it. Does he have a speech impediment? Is that why? Plus a southern
question
accent?
Number three. Where did you
I
get
think
the
so.
Box for your cosplay? Will you make a tutorial of how
Boy,
you.
Boy, just a beige wall
no,
and just a man wearing
a
cardboard
a
box with Bartleby drawn
tell,
on it.
It's not
with
a
the eye holes
box.
It's horrifying.
It is many boxes put together.
This is like.
The way I got the boxes is.
How old?
See,
like, if you saw a kid wearing this, what
street,
age would the child be?
Or some shit, they throw out some boxes.
Maybe like 5?
That'd be a pretty impressive
say,
construction
so
for a 5-year-old, but I believe it.
And then
I want to say this guy's probably,
the
like, in his early 30s,
sometimes
if I had to guess.
Employees would even make
but I could be wrong.
Where did the idea for the toilet paper hair
would
come from? I want to be inside his brain.
Question
right.
Number four.
It's...
Why do you ship Sonic and Bobby so much?
Do you think he has a big juicy ass just
watch
like
the
comics?
Yourself,
not
bitch.
Just like his characters?
I would have to assume.
I mean, if he doesn't, then I feel bad.
I don't got none, bitches. Question number six. Have you ever did drugs with Knuckles? You see, I don't do drugs. And neither does Knuckles.
This is just.
Sonic, Manic,
have you ever seen
really?
Something so beautiful that you're just
when it comes to
silent?
That
like there's just no words.
If you
yeah.
Want to be cool, don't do drugs.
I mean, most people
stay
I show this
school,
video to are like
cool.
Speechless.
I love. You know what makes the
question number
is
seven,
the camera tilted, or are
yeah.
All of those posters?
Actually, I think it's like slowly
I mean,
tilting more and more if you look closely.
I get the fucking costume.
Because it was like,
how?
It,
am
I don't know, but like
bitch?
It looks like it was like
you
the posters
my,
were not so far to the
ask
side.
Me questions if you haven't watched my videos, get out of here.
Oh so yeah, it's definitely moving.
Bob will be your ass.
Yeah, he's
question
very violent too. Like at least
job?
Like in his
if
speech.
So, then what is it? If
he's
not,
very violent and
by.
He's very
well,
he's just touching this costume all over.
Like
oh, he lost some
well,
hair. Time to get some Rogaine.
He talks about like beating his mom and dad's
say,
asses
hey,
a lot if they get him like the wrong
five.
Like he likes
give
Teletubbies also.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one video where he gets yeah, he gets the wrong Teletubbies toy. And
so
he like talk.
Then
he's like on video opening the presents and like talking about how he went like beats
question
his mom's
nine.
Ass for
why
getting him the wrong
so
Teletubby.
Oh my god!
You?
Did so? Was that like a that was like a Christmas present or like a birthday present or something?
Yeah, that's that. Like I know there's like some good Christmas.
Oh
Christmas
my gosh! So
movies.
Is he one of the? Does he do like the Chris
show?
Chan thing of like filming Christmas and like opening presents and stuff?
Watch Sonic Underground episodes.
Pretty much.
Oh,
yeah.
This is fascinating. How?
It's like when you see this video,
that's
it's like it does look
one.
Like legit,
tomorrow,
though, right? Like this,
this is
seem
too crazy.
Like the posters and everything.
The tilting camera.
Yeah.
The.
Cool. So get
the like.
And always remember.
Like you wouldn't spend that much money on Sonic Underground merch. Like you wouldn't like invest
Sonic
that much in a troll, right?
You.
Yeah, that's true. That's one of the things that makes me believe it, because, you know, it's like, it's, you know, again, like the money and effort and time that he's put into it is like not something somebody would do for
definitely
a
not.
And if you want to play this next, just like maybe a couple minutes of this next one, where it's like, this is Sonic and Friends Play With Their Balls part
okay,
one.
So the opening shot before I press play is... These two characters, which character is the green one, are you aware?
That's Manic.
Okay, so that's Manic and Sonic.
Sonic's
okay.
Brother. Non, it's not canon.
Okay. So that's Sonic and his brother wearing bowling uniforms. and khakis. You know what's really striking about these videos? He just says, like, still light, like, just pictures in the background. He doesn't draw it.
Yeah.
He just uses pictures. And it really makes it stand out.
Yeah, it really just, it makes you feel like you're there.
Oh, yeah. It really helps me insert myself into a drawn cartoon.
Totally.
Ha ha ha. You know I do.
Oh, the eyes.
To polish my big ass balls. Damn, bro.
And the, again, it's like the Microsoft Sam voices.
I feel like it makes it better. It would only be better if it was like, I feel like optimum this would be just him doing his voice.
You spoke of, bro.
Like him doing the voice acting. Oh, is that?
I'm telling you guys, she is so fucking amazing.
What?
She told me herself. With her on our bowling team, who is... we would be unstoppable.
Yeah, that's Manix. Girlfriend, I think
her name is Mindy.
This is Uncle Chuck.
So they have just like a bowling league? Oh, they all have thick asses.
They do. Like, they just hang out.
Come in, Mindy, baby. Get you big ass over here.
There's a lot of like inappropriate humor too.
Ass smacking.
Who's ready to go bowling? I brought my favorite ball.
Oh, damn.
Hey, Knuckles. How is it going?
Oh, you know. The usual. Hey, Manic, I'm
why is there a different voice?
Didn't hit a single pin. But today
I guess he must just
different.
Change the pitch. I mean,
I mean, content,
you know?
Like, yeah, totally working with it.
Add some variety.
Affair. He begged me to stop, but I did not listen.
Oh, look at that dynamic.
I hate how their mouths look. It's like so bizarre, isn't it?
It just looks like us. Hey, Manic. Like, those are, like, very... Specifically the way they draw Bartleby's mouth, it comes off as very sensual.
Yes.
Like...
I'm really sorry.
I'm expecting a sex scene.
From this day forth, you are no longer on our bowling team.
Actually, let me find... There's another really good one.
Oh, look at that side view.
You can't do this to me, please. I beg you. Who could you even get in my place?
Oh, look at that.
Haha. So, I hear you're the one who can't play with balls. How about you?
Hey, Kevin, can you play with balls?
Leave this to the professionals.
So that's how it is.
I could. And I think that's like the big joke of the video is like, it's like, get it? It's like bowling, but also balls.
What? I had no idea.
Yeah, it's sort of like you really have to like think about it.
Is it like Rick and Morty where I need to have like a 200 plus IQ at least to even understand the
exactly.
first episode? Okay,
exactly
so Knuckles
like
just
that.
Ripped off his clothes, and he does not have a juicy thick ass, by the way. He just has a regular one. He's just walking away.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing. Oh no, see, even the character says, damn, he's got a big ass. Which we know that it's not as big as Sonic and Bartleby. You can't show us those asses and then expect us to be impressed by this one. And again, these like sound effects are like they're so high def compared to the
why
other
does that
noises.
One have irises?
That looks like the Sonic Underground. Aren't they like
I don't know. They're
or some shit. I think that... you're right, Randy.
It's incredibly inconsistent.
That one, that character is the most terrifying because of the way the lips are drawn.
Sonic,
the lips
up,
are
right?
skin colored.
You think
Sonic's
I could touch
ass?
Your balls? Your bowling balls.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, his ass is protruding.
Something that my uncle has always told me, learn how to play with your
damn,
own balls.
This really gives off loud, like,
when you have more experience
this video
balls,
really gives loud piss energy. Damn, girl, you look like you piss loud.
Well, of course, you're gonna be an autograph. Is where it success being famous. Looking for your real wise characters with your own.
I don't know why Uncle Chuck talks like this. Maybe it's, like, over my head.
Is it like supposed to be like an accent or like a different language? Like why did we just see him in a speedo?
Is ready. We hope that it is to your liking. Only the best
I
for the
couldn't tell you.
Best bowling team in the whole fucking state. Not bad. Thank you.
And we're looking at a bowling alley. Like, clearly, he just googled the words bowling alley and saved
so
a picture.
So is this like lore for his? Is this supposed to be like lore for his series? Is there like an ongoing thread of some kind?
Sup, bitches.
Like he's added a lot of he's added a lot of his own lore to the series. Like this never happens.
You're the ones who out of your bowling team.
You know, he's taken it upon himself
to take him
enrich
make him one of us.
The universe of Sonic Underground.
I have to tell you, bitch. You only get to talk when I tell you to. Knuckles,
so,
tell me this isn't true.
I feel like sometimes really adding like lore or like that, I feel like sometimes it could be really detrimental to a product that you're making.
Nothing
to
you. Absolutely. I mean, this is
as good as storytelling.
Crying in a long it's definitely ruined it for some people, I'm sure.
His best friends don't care him anymore.
He has an hour and a half movie called Sonic Underground, the movie down. Battle with the Boys, where
damn,
they go after like
squish.
They have to fight off like Lazy Town or something.
What?
And it's like straight up an hour and 20 minutes
of him fighting Lazy Town.
It's like a whole movie. It's like a feature length movie.
You have to learn your place just like the rest of us, bitch.
Or do you just not care about getting revenge on those who wronged you?
What age did you learn that bitch was like the
ultimate
shutdown word?
It takes a big set of balls stepping into our territory.
Probably like fourth grade or something.
I think we all know that my bowling team is the one who owns this side of town.
Oh, that noise.
Is that so? I have to apologize.
Do you
want to
click on the ramen video on the side?
Yes.
Somehow.
I've been eyeing that one this whole time. Okay.
So this is one of his cooking videos. He has like a lot of cooking specials on his channel, which is I think it's really cool.
Sonic Underground recipe. You may remember my bitchin'.
He kinda explains it here better than I could.
Well, since y'all love the outside, hey,
I see a banana.
I'll show them another one.
Yeah. That's supposed to be like Bartleby's penis.
Oh, hell yeah.
About Sonic ramen. I mean, you're maybe wondering
what
makes
about Sonic. Oh, that
banana
is very dark.
Well, you'll find out. I'll give you a hint, bitches. Yellow for Bob.
You know, there's something
Sonic
about
ass.
Why
now,
do lolcows make so many like cooking videos?
I prefer.
That's a good question.
So
I'm just skipping ahead here.
As you can see, I have underground. Oh, that's
we'll just go from here. Oh, that's so he's put blue Gatorade
that.
In there for Sonic, and then bananas,
you
and then into like
bitches, you can't even
packaged ramen
it.
That he's boiling off.
Oh my god!
What this smells like and shit. Think of
that. How have I never thought of this before?
If that doesn't sound good to you, well, you're just wrong. Many people might. Say that this
he's cooking with chopsticks, so he at least knows how to properly cook Japanese ramen.
But
true.
This is authentic Japanese ramen, by the way, everyone. It's just ramen noodles. Did he just say he's pregnant?
No, I'm weird. I'm crazy.
He's so hard to understand.
Yeah, I've watched enough of these to.
Thank you so much for being my interpreter.
Yeah. Anytime.
It's like you're bilingual. Have you thought about putting that on your resume?
I think so. Yeah. I think it's on my LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Tabers. I'm a lolcow interpreter.
Okay. So this is blue Gatorade. This is ramen noodles cooked in blue Gatorade with just a mashed banana.
Yep. So he makes it with chopsticks, and then he eats it with a fork.
He eats it with a fork, and then he doesn't even mix the banana in. It's just, like, all hunked in one side. Oh, he's twirling
sort of
it like spaghetti.
Sitting on the side, yeah.
He's twirling it like spaghetti, eating it hot from the pan.
Wrong.
Oh my god.
That's
this
good.
Is what...
Like,
this is a crime.
This is, like, not good for him to be, like, broadcast. Look how bad that
yes.
looks when it's in the bowl. You can see how blue it is.
Oh no.
That
just
I know you do bitches. Look at that.
Look at that, you bitches. Oh, he added the ramen packet to the Gatorade. Oh,
daddy bitch.
Have you ever had hot banana that tasted like beef and blue Gatorade?
I can't say that I have.
Hey,
yet.
Bobby, is that you should ask Grant what it tastes like.
I think next time I go over to Grant's to record, maybe we can like make this beforehand.
Oh,
you know?
By the way, somebody told me to tell you. I'm gonna do this on the podcast. Somebody told me to tell you to say hi to Grant for them.
Somebody was it Zwick? Did Zwick tell you that?
It was somebody in general.
Somebody in general. Okay.
Can you get better than this? I don't think so.
I will let him know.
That looks like a scallop.
Oh my god.
It looks like a scallop, but I know it's a banana. I know it's a banana.
And it's like his parents just kind of let him do this. It's like this is the problem with the internet now. It's like some people like shouldn't be able to broadcast like this. You know, like back in the day, you know, you had to go through so many like hoops and hurdles to be like put on TV.
Look at that bitch. Look how much I just spilled. Look at this guy spilling all over the place.
He's eating it off the kitchen counter, slurping it.
At least the counter looked clean when he started.
And this is all filmed in like 240p.
Honestly, I'm so thankful for the internet because I am fascinated.
It's like what a dollar to make all this.
I'm honestly fascinated by these people.
This is it.
Because it's very interesting. Yeah.
You really realize just how many deranged people there are.
Yeah, like it really shows you like the limits of humanity. Like, you know, maybe like there's different kinds of people. Like, oh yeah, there's this one guy at school, he's crazy. But then you go on the internet and like you meet these like one of a kind people that you probably like wouldn't meet in your own real life. But the internet shines a spotlight on these kind of people where it's like, oh wow, that's
Yeah, lolcows are more common than you would think they are. It's most of the people that are lolcows are people that haven't even posted on the internet yet. So like if you remember that like insane kid from like school.
Yeah.
Like that's like a Tamers. That's like an Amberlin or like a Chantal or a low tier god.
Yeah. And that's like there's the ideology that's been going around on the internet, like I would say like in the last year or two, where it's like everybody has their own personal Christian.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's like somebody, again, like, you know, somebody maybe you went to school with or you work with or something, and it's like you better hope, you know, you're not somebody's Christian. I mean for all I know, I could be somebody's Christian, you know, where they're like, oh yeah, we keep an eye on everything he does and see what kind of fucking dumb shit he says, and like that's possible, but you know, I do think that people like to have this outlet, and like it's kind of like the same reason people watch like my 600-pound
yeah, like
on
bad
TLC.
Reality TV, yeah,
yeah, where they're like, oh, at least my life's not that bad, and it's shitty, but like, you know, people are like, I think that anybody who thinks it's wrong to watch these videos or laugh at them, but watches anything on TLC
is a hypocrite.
A complete hypocrite, yeah.
Or like Real Housewives of Atlanta or whatever. Like,
totally, yeah.
It's the
yeah.
same thing.
Like 90 Day Fiancé, these people are all like, they're not like maybe of the same, you know, maybe the same like diagnosis, like psychologically, but they're all, it's the same mindset that goes behind it, you know, we're meant to laugh and
also like it's less scripted too, like yeah. these videos are less scripted, like this is just a person's full-on uncensored insanity.
And I do think that's a good point, because people, you know, all these reality shows have these like nasty
like plot lines and writers.
Yeah, and these producers who try to push these bad situations from happening so people will like laugh at them on TV. But for people like Tamers cannot be told, you know, you can't tell Tamers what to do.
He can't.
Won't listen. He'll do what he wants.
He will draw thick asses and eat bananas and ramen.
Exactly. And in a way it's more pure. And it's also like less morally gray, I guess you could say.
Is there anything in like Tamer's like lore that's like are any notable events other than, does he just like post his videos and it's like a quiet thing, or are there
honestly,
any like more?
Yeah, it is. Honestly, he is mostly just sort of isolated, and like in that sense, that's kind of what sets him apart from Chris Chan. Of course, like Chris Chan, there's a lot of lore.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of events that have taken place.
So the watchers are much more hands off for Tamers.
Yeah, like if you look at any of the comments on the videos, it's definitely like people like kind of like lightly egging him on a little bit,
mm-hmm.
or like kind of like, you know, whether they're either like talking shit or they're just kind of like earnestly discussing like the characters and the stories and everything. But like you can tell they don't actually care. Because that sounds kind of mean to say it that way, but.
Well, there's different levels of like quote unquote obsession or fascination when it comes to them. There are the people that want to know every single detail, like me, mm-hmm. and then there are people that can just passively enjoy.
Yeah, I know, like a friend of like Thought Cops, Nico. Like you know, yeah. Nico, right?
Mm-hmm. She was actually on this show, episode 2.
Oh, cool! Yeah, she is actually like one of the defining parts of our friendship is that she is also a massive Tamers fan.
Really? Now?
So we bonded over Tamers clips. Like I think it was like New Year's Eve, like 3 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. We're all like getting drunk and watching Tamers videos on YouTube, and it was like half the people there didn't know what this was, and it wasn't like their cup of tea
mm-hmm.
either. But we kept like we were just, you know, fucking drunk or whatever. We just kept watching them, and we just wanted people to experience this culture.
Yeah,
it's important. It's important.
There's just something about it. You just get sucked in.
Right, and I think we have. I know we introduced Justin Wang to Tamers.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like brought up like Tamers in some of his videos, and he's actually gone on record and like credited us for that.
Aww.
So, you know, we're bringing a little bit of light into people's lives, and you know, I think that we're doing God's work. You know,
I think it's too.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's just, and like I said, like I will give credit where credit's due. Like some of the stuff is sort of impressive in its own
there's
right.
improvement certainly from the first to the well which the one I believe is like the last from the two animations that are here. There's definitely more movement and more effort into like image composition and like
yeah
there's a lot of buts, but
here,
at least
I'm gonna post one in the chat. Actually, this is one I haven't seen before, also one of the nastiest thumbnails. But this is his newest upload, so maybe we can watch this and kind of like judge his growth as an artist.
Yes.
And I want to say too, we, you know, believe me, we have tried to uncover information about Tamer's life. Like it's hard. Like he's a hard man to track. I think that we can. There was one video he took in front of like a highway sign or something.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think he might live in Georgia somewhere, mm-hmm. but that's all I know.
Oh, so he's like, because some locales will be like, this is my address, this is my phone number.
No, he's very private.
Oh, wow.
Surprisingly, yeah.
That's actually quite rare for a locale.
Yeah.
At least again, the type of locale that he is.
There's like some sort of like self-awareness to it where it's like, you know, you wonder, but again, I would like to believe.
All right, I'm going to start the animation. Oh, that intro alone. Why
see,
did they...
It's definitely better.
They all have fuck me eyes.
They do. It's the Wild West, okay? The Sonic Underground, what if Bartleby and his lover Sonic were cowboys?
Really? Why is the word lover? I have no idea what it is about that word. But it just makes me want to hit something.
So he has to he has to insert Sonic Underground into just about every genre or anything he can think of.
Is that Bartleby? Okay, so we're looking at like a saloon. Oh, who is that? What?
If it isn't the local,
who is what?
She's gotten more bimbo-fied since the last time.
Okay, so her lips are huge. What is the condition where you have very short arms? Like, No matter what. She needs to pull up her underwear.
Tiny arms, but giant tits.
Why do you see, like, her whole butt?
That's true, yeah, from, like, this angle, like, we can see both butt cheeks.
And, like, where is... is it her butt is so big that she can't fit in her... We're looking at, like, a saloon, like a Wild West saloon with Sonic Adventure characters. Oh my god. Did the coin land on her boobs?
I think so.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Itro oxlikete sandstorm last night brought in a lot of new travelers to town. Takyalo okatats karilo okin for your water. The owner playing cards.
What the hell?
What is this video? How did how would you even begin to describe this video, Kevin? Can you try?
This is just a classic Western. It's all the characters you know and love from Sonic Underground, but they're in sort of a Old West setting.
What's with all of the super low-rise jeans where you just see like half the ass?
Yeah, that's true.
And of course, I like the 3D cowboy.
Yeah, there's that weird like 3D cowboy graphic that keeps showing up with like their bounties and everything.
So
yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
There's definitely more effort put into it, like with like the filter, the framing, the costuming.
True.
Wouldn't say there's much of a difference when it comes to movement. I wouldn't say there is a bunch, but I'd say there's...
But the framing. Yeah, you're right about the framing, actually. It is kind of a... He's using, like, a rule of thirds here. You know, he's got, like, the character... Like, you know, he knows his stuff.
I mean, famous director and director-animator Tamers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... You have to have at least a third of your frame just be ass.
That's true. That's true. It's kind of like, I mean, Tarantino is the same way with feet, and he's a legendary director. I would put Tamers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in the same sort of auteur category where he's just, you know, he's got his like personal theory that he abides by. And I think that in a way has gone on to define much of film as we know it.
Do you think after 10 movies he's going to end his career as well?
I would hope not. I know he releases a lot of shorter videos. Mm-hmm. He does have, like I said, the Sonic Underground movie. I think there's only one of those, maybe two. But I mean that's gotta really tire him out. That's a huge effort.
Okay, so next in this playlist, I'm seeing a video that says where I was on 9/11, my insane story, and the thumbnail is he's making Kraft mac and cheese.
You know, real quick, that's another thing with a lot of these kind of people is like they always have some like 9/11 story, or they always kind of want to have like, it's hard to explain. Like there was this one guy I used to watch, the Gameplay Gamer, I think his name was.
Mm-hmm.
And he put up a lot of these like horrible videos, and he had like this like, it was like this like shitty like gamer like content. He's kind of like the same kind of guy, and he had this like 9/11 tribute video. Like I don't know what it is about lol cows and like 9/11 tributes. Like they feel like they have to be a part of like the discussion around like that specifically.
Maybe because it was like, because for a lot of like, at least for people now, like my age, like that kind of thing happened when we were like in our very early formative years. So maybe it was like,
yeah, again, I want to say Tamers is like maybe early 30s, maybe like late 20s.
Oh, so he's like your guys' age.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say he's, yeah, probably around my age, but I could be wrong.
I'm just going to press play on this video because I don't even know what to say, because I find that to be such a fascinating correlation. However, I have no idea how the two are linked. It just... So this video is titled Where I Was in 9/11, My Insane Story. There are heart emojis, and all I see is a tub of margarine and stovetop mac and cheese. Let's just dive right into it.
Absolutely.
Tier 5 here with a very special video today.
Yeah, now, do you think he lives with his parents or something? He does, yeah. Like, it looks clean.
And I noticed,
yeah, he does.
It's like 9/11.
Whoa. And I thought, like, that's probably the cleanest locale house I've ever seen.
I'm gonna go ahead and make this video.
I'm not gonna lie, that actually is making me hungry.
Like 9/11, she's like, whoa, 9/11,
I mean,
yeah.
Kraft mac and cheese is probably like my number one food.
Telling the stories,
yeah, it's definitely comfort food for me.
Like telling the stories about like.
Oh, is that Country Crock? Country Crock is like the worst of those margaritas.
Yeah, he's got the huge tub of it too.
I was thinking like. I need you to tell
why
my
does
story.
It look so
like,
white?
Like, I probably did a lot more 9/11 than all these random bitches did.
These random
so,
bitches
yeah,
did.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Like
he's just stirring a pot of mac and cheese, rocking back
it
and forth.
It might sound insane,
and
but believe me when I say, like, this actually
that's all
did
this shot is. He's trying
because,
to clean up after himself.
He like,
oh, he just like, put it. Oh, he just put it right back in the pot. Right back in the pot.
The very top of like one of the 9/11 buildings. It was the I don't
one
know
of the 9/11
it was,
buildings.
It was the like first one that got hit and shit. Like,
so is it like one of those like deals where it's like I was gonna be in the towers on 9/11.
By the way, before I explain,
neither of us know. By the way, this is a submission video
yeah.
for this
like, bitches,
episode.
I haven't seen this one.
Is like 9/11 was. I think it was like the day that.
Oh. This has
Bush,
to be
like,
real.
Sent a plane into like a couple buildings.
Did you just?
Shit,
he
like,
said. He said George Bush did
down,
it.
And because of that, he like was fired from being.
What you don't think George
and,
Bush did
9/11?
You're
like
sorely
the,
mistaken.
I just think it's interesting that
like
you know he's gone
that.
That route.
And yeah, and,
I mean,
and
crazy people and conspiracy theories are like peas and carrots.
And that's
that
why,
crazy.
Like, we had celebrate like 9/11.
Oh, that mac and cheese looks gross
like
to me.
Yeah, it's a little watery now that now that I'm getting a closer look.
Like, I don't give a fuck.
It's watery and
anyways,
yellow. Do you think he just, like, made all
the
pasta and didn't
was,
drain
like,
it and then just
the
put everything in there?
Of an, of, yeah. Like, the first building that fell, and I was taking a fucking dump. Can you imagine, like,
oh,
the build,
oh my god.
Obviously,
he's
like,
taking
the
a shit with his fucking
but
fat ass.
I was, like, about to wipe my ass when I, like, looked
he was
out
taking
the
a loud
window
piss
of the bathroom,
fat shit.
And I saw a fucking plane coming at me now.
Oh
I'm
my god.
Like, I knew that from how far the plane was and shit, it probably wasn't gonna hit the building for like maybe 2-3 minutes or some shit like that.
So is he saying he was
so
almost in 9/11?
Yeah, basically. This guy's
like
a fucking liar.
Fucking to let out whatever other poop is gonna come out of my ass. Like, I've got 3 minutes to do all that.
I'm just gonna instinctively believe him.
They're not gonna be able to make it out of the building when the plane hits.
I'm so
make it
white.
I warned them. So I
it just
the door
looks like.
Of the bathroom
Kraft,
and shit. And
it
I
looks
said,
like Kraft mac
bitches,
and cheese,
plane
but like the noodles just in a pile of glue.
Yeah, he's gotta keep stirring, you know?
I'm gonna tell you, bitch, like, come into the bathroom, look out the fucking window, there's a fucking plane, it's gonna hit in like 2-3 minutes, like, I don't give a fuck. Although, yeah,
oh, he almost stopped 9/11
so,
from happening?
So they thought it was a joke, so I just wiped my fucking ass, like, I hauled ass, like, you could kind of call me, like, the unsung hero of 9/11, because
oh
if
my.
You look at it,
this is lore that I wasn't aware of. Okay, this is actually
everybody.
Huge.
Like,
I didn't know that we were in the presence of a hero and a king.
So,
seriously.
So yeah, I'm not the unsung hero, but
if
I
only
didn't
those
really do anything.
Stupid, if only those
me, like,
stupid people
but,
in the Twin Towers had given
like,
him the time of day.
Remember, like,
do you think they were too distracted
building,
looking at his juicy sonic ass?
Probably. He could have stopped the planes with his ass.
Do you think he had peanut butter and jelly, like, had a peanut butter and jelly ass on his way, like, just, like, running down
the
stairs.
And when that happened, I was like, fuck, I ain't leaving these bitches down. I'm gonna go in there. So, it's kind of funny because I was the first one who saw the plane. I was the first one out of the building. And I was the first one on the side of 9/11 to go back in to save everybody's asses. Like, I did so much more than
this
a lot
is,
of people.
I feel like,
that,
like almost
you
don't
care.
Don't even know. You picking up on putting down bitches? Anyways, like while I was doing that, I saw
when is this
plane
video
coming,
from?
I'm
gonna
like,
open it up
this.
And
I need
yeah,
to
I'm
make
curious.
My sock on DVD that was still in my hand the entire time. I got in my like my mama's car. We drove
so this
home.
Was two,
I
this
shit.
Was September 11th, 2019.
Okay.
Like, after that, like. I like
so you said he's been uploading, he uploads a lot of videos, so is it, Like a lot of Sonic videos, or is it like a lot of personal videos?
It's honestly half and half. It's like half Sonic Underground videos and half whatever these are.
Oh, I'm looking. Oh my god, I'm looking through his YouTube channel and I just see one. Bartleby x Sonic go harvesting for pumpkins. You know when there's like a picture that's clearly from a yoi of like a dude getting just fucked in the ass? Like, you know, like that,
of course,
that look? It's that, and then there's like, that is the thumbnail with like a little girl sitting on pumpkins at a pumpkin patch.
This guy's
what I'm looking at.
Fucking, man, I don't know. This guy's, he's a sexual deviant.
This guy's a king. Oh my gosh, he every time I see Bartleby in these thumbnails, he just gets bigger and bigger. Like, he gets wider and more muscular. Yeah, I'm not seeing a bunch of like videos, like personal videos.
Maybe he's not putting as many of those up recently. I know he used to put more of them up, maybe.
He definitely uploads a lot. So yeah, this person is obviously deranged. I love him.
I mean, you love him, but you gotta understand that he's not perfect.
Tamers, if you're listening to this, my phone number is 867-5309, plus your area code.
Tamers, if you're listening to this, you're a bitch.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, had to be said. And I don't think Bardonic is canon. I still don't.
Oh, damn. I think that might be a great way to end this episode. Do you have anything that you'd like to plug?
Yeah. Listen to the podcast Thought Cops. I host it with my friend Grant. You can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, all that good stuff. Follow us on YouTube as well. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Kevin Potus. I just kind of do my own thing on there. It's a good time. And yeah, that's
what about
check
your
out
Twitch?
Tamers. Oh yeah, Twitch, of course. Twitch.tv/ThoughtCops. We stream on there, do I mean, really all sorts of different stuff. You know, I think I gotta play some Sonic on the next streams coming up.
Do it. That's this episode of Girl Talk.
Thank you for having me.